In this week's parasha, Parshas Vayelech, we have the difficult Torah concept of Hester Panim, which translates as the concealment of the face. It is times in history when the Ribono Shel Olam, the Almighty, removes his Hashgacha Pratis, his divine providence, and is as if he hides his face from his nation. When this condition of Hester Panim befalls Knesset Yisrael, terrible tragedies can occur. Rav Soloveitchik says that the time of the Holocaust, the terrible Shoah, the unspeakable horrors that we faced, was a time that resulted from Hester Panim. The Psukim say, Parshas Vayelech, Perek Lamed Aleph of Devarim, Psukim Yud Zayin through Yud Ches. V'chara api bo bayam hahu, my wrath will flare against it, against the nation on that day. V'azavtim, I will leave them. V'histarti panai mehem, I will hide my face from them. V'haya la'achol, and they will become like food. In other words, the nations of the world will consume us. U'mitza'uhu ra'os rabos v'tzaros, and when this happened, when God hides his face, so to speak, many evils, many terrible distresses will befall us. Va'amar bayamahu, and we will say on that day, hallo al ki ein elokai bikirbi metzuna haraus ha'eda. We will say, is it not because God is not in my midst that all these terrible things have befallen me? Pasuk Yedches, va'anochi haster astir panai bayamahu, I will surely have concealed my face on that day. I'll call hara asher asa, for all of the evil, all of the bad that it did, meaning when the nation sins, the consequences when we leave God, when we go in the ways of Avodah Zarah. If you see the previous Pesukim, Pasuk Tes Zayin, immediately preceding, speaks about us annulling the contract, so to speak, when we go in the ways of straying after other gods. And Hashem, Mida Kenegad Mida, when we leave him, he will leave us. Pasuk Yerchas, Anochi Haster Stir Panai Bayamahu, I'll call Hara Asher Asa, Kipana El Elohim Achirim. I will surely hide my face on that day for all the bad that it did the nation, because it turned to serve the gods of others. The Medrash is a Medrash that's brought down by Rav Shimshon Pinkas Atzal. And the Medrash says that these two psukim of Hester Panim were the most difficult psukim in the whole Torah for Hashem to write, so to speak, even harder than the klalos in Bechukosai and the klalos that we just had in Kisavo. The condition of Hester Panim, when God is kaviyachol forced to turn his face away from his nation, and then we go back to condition of Tohu Vavohu, says Rav Soloveitchik, were the hardest psukim for Hashem to write in the Torah. It's a difficult and painful and terrible concept. Interestingly, we know that nothing in the Torah is an accident, and it's something that I speak about all the time. We learn from every letter, we learn from every word, we learn from every topic, we learn from the juxtaposition of parashios, we learn from the juxtaposition of psukim one to another. So immediately after, we are told about the condition of Hester Panim, which is one of the worst tragedies that can befall Knesset Yisrael. The very next pasuk seems to be totally out of place. Perek Lamed Aleph, pasuk Yates. Va'ato aneu kisvu lachem es hashira hazos. Write this song for yourselves. Ve'lameda es b'nei Yisrael, and teach it to the children of Israel. Sima b'fihem, place it in their mouth. Lamantia li hashira hazos le'ed b'nei Yisrael, so that this song will be for me a witness against the children of Israel. This pasuk, pasuk Yates and Perek Lamed Aleph of Vayelech, is the final pasuk in the Torah, final mitzvah, not the final pasuk, final mitzvah in the Torah, and it is the mitzvah to write a Sefer Torah. So why do we have the juxtaposition of the concept of Hester Panim, the Ribono Shel Olam concealing his presence and his hashkacha, juxtaposed to, what does one have to do with the other? So I share with you a very short Torah brought down by Rabbi Zelig Pliskin in his Sefer Growth Through Torah. It's very short, but it's extremely powerful. In Growth Through Torah, Rabbi Pliskin writes as follows. This verse, Va'ata Kisvu Lachem Es Hashira Hazos, Pasuk Yud Tes, contains the last commandment in the order of the Torah, which is to write a Torah scroll. The Chavetz Chaim teaches that this mitzvah to write a Sefer Torah comes right after the verses which state that the Almighty will hide his presence from the people because of their transgressions. The reason this last mitzvah, to write a Sefer Torah, to be involved, the Asuk B'Divrei Torah, to live a life of Torah, to be dedicated to Torah, to write a Torah, the reason this command follows the previous two verses of Hester Panim, is to teach us, quote, that even in times of darkness and destruction, when one engages in Torah study, one will find much light and consolation. I found this to be extremely powerful after a year and a half of the COVID pandemic and facing a world that just seems to be confusing and upside down, borders of countries closed, besides for the personal nisyonos that everyone faces, the world pandemic, national nisyonos, the lack of shalom perhaps in Kol Yisrael and from the Umas HaOlam around us, we have seen a lot of difficulties. Personally and nationally and globally. And we have to remember where our consolation and our chizuk, our hope lies. That even if we feel a sense of despair, which certainly comes along, lo aleinu, with the condition of hester panim, when a person involves themselves, when they sit down and they write Torah, when they sit down and they learn Torah, when they sit down and make the Torah there, so to speak, when we put Torah in our mouths and in the mouths of our children, in the mouths of our students, and we derive chizuk from the Torah, then that great light that comes from Torah can counteract and banish the deepest, deepest darkness. It's such a beautiful thought also, given that we are in the Aseres Yemei Teshuvah, the 10 days of repentance. The whole world hangs in the balance. Every individual is being judged during this time. You know that the Sefer Chaim and Sefer Amavis Pesuchin Lefanav, and the judgment that was passed on Rosh Hashanah will be stamped on sealed on Yom Kippurim. It shall be a chasima tova for all of Kal Yisrael and for Eretz Yisrael. But when the whole world hangs in the balance and during this time of trepidation and awe, it is a big chizuk, and it's important to remind ourselves that even when we face difficulties in life, the secret to finding nechama and light, says the Chafetz Chaim, as quoted by Rabbi Zelig Pliskin, is to be involved in Torah, and that is why Pasuk Yud Tes follows the Pesukim of Hester Panim. I want to quote a very beautiful piece from Rav Soloveitchik, the Rav Zatzal, Rabbi Joseph B. Soloveitchik, where he talks about the impact of Torah and how Torah helps one find the light and to continue on after a period of darkness. The Rav said, quote, "When I teach Torah, I feel the breath of eternity on my face. Even now in my old age, teaching Torah and giving shiurim relieve me of the fear of death and all the gloomy and depressing moments which elderly people go through. When I teach Torah, I feel rejuvenated," says the Rav, "as if I were 25 or 30 years old. Quote, and listen carefully, and that's why I'm bringing this excerpt, very, very beautiful, but specifically, what does the Rav say next? "If not for the study and teaching of Torah, I would have lost my sanity in the year of my triple mourning in 1967, when I lost my mother, my brother, and my wife. Quote, I was on the verge of a mental collapse and breakdown. I did not break down, however. I emerged victorious. That victory over despair was due to only one thing. I would say my overwhelming dedication to Torah and teaching Torah. I felt somehow that because of teaching Torah, I was not alone, that I had somebody, that somebody was invisible, but I felt his presence. I could confide in him." Obviously, he's speaking about his relationship with the Ribbono Shel Olam. And even though in a year 1967 of triple mourning, as the Rav calls it, when his wife was Niftaris, his mother was Niftaris, and his brother was Nifter, and he says himself, "I was on the verge of a mental collapse. I was on the verge of a breakdown, and yet I did not break down. I did not emerge victorious." When we face times in our life, when we feel, Rachmana Litzan, a condition of Hester Panim, we face times of bewilderment, we face times of difficulty, and you say, "Hashem, where are you? I don't see the obvious revealed Hashkacha in my life," and you feel that Hashem Kaviyachal is hiding from you, God forbid, as if it were possible. What is the antidote to the feelings of despair that might emanate from the fear of Hester Panim? Va'ata kisvu lachem es hashira hazos ve'lamedas b'nei. So it's not just that the last mitzvah in Vayelech is right now, during the Aseres Yemei Teshuvah, it appears in our parsha, but the Chafetz Chaim says it specifically appears after Hester Panim to tell you that the nechama and light that come from Torah can banish even the greatest darkness. Says Rav Soloveitchik, "The study of Torah is basically for me an ecstatic experience in which one meets God. Our sages equate the study of Torah with revelation, the great event and drama of God's revelation on Har Sinai. This event, the revelation of God in our lives, is reenacted, restaged, and relived every time a Jew opens the Gemara. So every time we open up a Chumash, every time we are involved in a Torah Ha'arah, every time we tell over a Torah Vart, every time we involve ourselves in a life of Ata Kisvilecha Misashira Hazos V'Lamadas B'nei Yisrael Sima B'fiyim, we can tap into the most boundless, infinite Vayihi Or, light of Torah, and this will banish from our lives even the greatest darkness. I wish you all not only a good Shabbos, but a Chasima L'Tova, a Gemar Tov, and Be'ezras Hashem, Ashana Tova, U'Mesukah to all. Thank you for learning with me, Kol Tov.